This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says that his state might have reached a plateau in its coronavirus infections. However, it will still need help and has a long fight ahead of it. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Andrew Cuomo says coronavirus deaths, hospitalizations, and infections are all down.
If you look at the past 3 days, you could argue that we are past the plateau and we're starting to descend, which would be very good news.
Still, the numbers are sobering. Friday's death toll, 540. One in every 82 people in the state infected. The rate of transmission, basically 1-to-1. But Cuomo says he wants to reopen, but must get federal help.
I'm not asking for the federal government to come in and do any more than they need to do, but we do need their coordination. We do need their partnership.
And that means money and testing. Julie Walker, New York.
An influential health modeling institute cited during White House briefings is forecasting specific reopening dates for states now shut down by the coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's important to note that these projections from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation are just that, projections for when states will have an infection rate lower than 1 per 1 million people. The Institute forecast finds Hawaii, Montana, Vermont, and West Virginia could open by May 4th if they restrict large gatherings and quarantine people who were exposed to someone who tested positive. Next would be Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Utah. Those states would need to wait until late June or early July. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Saturday he would ask Parliament for a third 15-day extension of a lockdown imposed to curb one of the world's worst outbreaks of the new coronavirus. The request means that the restrictions will last until May 9th. Sanchez said he wanted to relax restrictions on children who would be allowed out of their homes after April 27th. However, that allowance would be limited and subject to conditions to avoid contagion. He did not go into further details. Spain has begun to ease a strict lockdown imposed on March 14th, and this week opened up some sectors of the economy, including manufacturing. However, most people are still confined to their houses, except for essential outings, including shopping for food. Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists, including veteran politicians, a publishing tycoon, and senior lawyers, in raids on Saturday in the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists in raids on Saturday on charges of illegal assembly. It is the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Among those detained in the swoop were prominent figures in the movement, including millionaire publishing tycoon Jimmy Lai, former legislator and barrister Margaret Ng, and Democratic Party founder Martin Lee, who said he felt relieved to be listed as a defendant as many young protesters were detained as well. Authorities in Hong Kong have arrested more than 7,800 people over their involvement in the protests, including many on rioting charges that can carry jail terms up to 10 years. It is not clear how many of them are still in custody.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. British World War II veteran Captain Tom Moore has raised more than $26 million for Britain's National Health Service. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley tells us how.
The Second World War veteran initially aimed to raise $1,250 and walk 100 lengths of his Bedfordshire garden before turning 100 on the 30th of April. But more than a million donors have helped the fundraiser approach $26 million to support healthcare workers in the UK during the coronavirus pandemic. He completed his 100th lap on Thursday, but as donations continue to pour in, he has vowed to keep going. Zaria Shackley, London.
For more on these stories, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.